Okay, let's start Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches as we continue here in Perek Ha'arel in the sugyas relating to Amon and Moav. And yesterday we got into David HaMelech a little bit. David HaMelech will make a reappearance in the end of today's daf. Let's now pick up with Ayin Zayin and Mabez. And again, we thank the sponsors for this month's of Shiurim, the Kubietzkis, in honor of Jonah Kubietzki, in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gevura. Okay, so here we go. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Mabez, Tana Rabbanan. Banim below Banos, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, if you remember the Machlokas Tanoim between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the women of Mitzri Va'adomi are included in the Isser. So we paskin, yes, they're included in the Isser. Rabbi Shimon says, what do you mean? If Amon and Moav, which is a very serious Isser forever, their women are mutter right away, so surely Mitzri Vadomi, which is a temporary Isser, their women should also be mutter right away. So, what was his limud? So, one of his limudim was banim. Tanu Rabbanan, banim below banos, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. The pasuk says, banim asher yivoldu lahem dar shlishi, yavo lahem b'kal Hashem. The children that come, dar shlishi. As we saw, Chazal say, the Rishonim say, because the Mitzriim gave us an achsanya for a little bit, they're different. They were different than Amon and Moav. And therefore, they are only usher temporarily. Hakasav, so Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Harayu Omer, Banim Ashi Yivaldulam Dar Shlishi. Hakasav Tla'an Beleida. Rabbi Yehuda says back, we paskin, no. It says Yivaldulahem, so it's Tali on Leida. And also the Nekevos are Asuros in that regard. Every child that is born. Amr Reb Yochanan, Ilav to Amr Reb Yehuda, Kasav Tolan Beleida, Lomasan Yada Varag, Lava Beisa Medrish, says Reb Yochanan, if we wouldn't have the Svara of Reb Yehuda to defend the fact that the women are included also, so we wouldn't have almost the other Varaglov, we wouldn't be able to function, meaning there's an Isser, there's a Pasuk in the Torah that we wouldn't be able to understand. Why? Kivan to Amar Mar Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal. If we would say, like Rabbi Shimon, that the women are excluded. So if the women are excluded, they are considered kahal, right? According to at least one opinion, that kahal geirim is ikri kahal. They're considered the kahal of Am Yisrael. So the women then would have the same rules as, and the women of the Mitzrios would have the same rules as any other Jew. And what's the rule of any other Jew? They can't marry a Mitzri, first and second generation. So how could then, says the Torah, says the Gemara, Mitzri Sheni b'ma Yitar. We know the Torah tells us that a Mitzri can become Torah, third generation. A Mitzri marries a Mitzris. And then they have a child, and that child marries another Mitzri, let's say Shenis. And then that child, the grandson, is kosher to be part of the Kahal. But if you're telling me, says Rabbi Yochanan, that there is an opinion out there that would say, and Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which Rabbi Yehuda argued against, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and we hold, that the women are also excluded. But if you say the women are allowed, and they're excluded from the Isser, so then who is this Mitzri going to marry? He can't marry a Jew, he can't marry a Mitzri Shenis. So there's never going to be a Hechi Timsi of a Mitzri Shlishi that's becoming Tahora. So that is the problem, says Rabbi Yochanan. We wouldn't have Lo Masi Adin of Raglita Bebeis HaMedrash. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is very emotional. We know, we've discussed in the past, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's Ha'ara, putting the two Gemaras together about Rabbi Yochanan losing his children, his sons, in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, which he's able to survive and continue, while the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, which tells us that Rabbi Yochanan, when he lost his Chavrusa, he lost Beis Shlakish, he couldn't function. Right, Heichanat Bar Lakisha, Heichanat Bar Lakisha, the haunting screams of Rabbi Yochanan. He couldn't handle it. So here he's very emotionally involved. He's like, we wouldn't be able to function in the Beis Medrash. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, his life is Kulo Torah, and he says we wouldn't be able to function because this mitzvah, this pasuk wouldn't make sense to us. Because how could a Mitzri ever reach the third generation if he has nobody to marry? There's no mitzvah that he can marry. So that's why Baruch Hashem, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda made this drasha. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Even before we get to the Gemara, Tosfos says, I don't understand. There is somebody that he'd be able to marry. Why can't he marry a Suffolk Mamzer? Suffolk Mamzeris. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar. Yisa Shtukis. Why can't he marry a Shtuki? The Harab Yehuda Islay. Rabbi Yehuda holds in Kiddushin. B'kahal Vadei Huda Lo Yavo. Ha'bakal Suffolk Yavo. Right? A Suffolk Mamzeris is allowed. V'ha'ben Nami Yeh Mutter Lava Bakal. The Mamzer Vadei Huda Lo Yavo. Ha'mamzer Suffolk Yavo. The Shah will be a Suffolk. And we know Suffolk Mamzer's a Mutter. So Tosfos says, Shtukin is lo shrichi, they're not common. Or via inami, the mamzeres de lo efsha, ella be iser, chashiv de ivadai lo ksiv. which we'll get to in another minute, the Gemara gives an answer. Well, what's the tzad lahakel here that we would allow? Because maybe it's a mamzer. So let's go back to the next line of the Gemara. Tosva says, Tosva says, Baruch Hashem, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yochanan says, thank God Rabbi Yehuda said, made that drasha. So says the Gemara, why is it so bad? Dilma de'iyavar v'nasiv. Maybe he did it ba'avera. If a Mitzri marries a Mitzris ba'avera, if assuming that the Mitzris is part of the Kahal, and then they have a child, and it does it again, so then you'd have a hechi timsi of a Mitzri shlishi. Says the Gemara, de'i lo kasev kra. The pasuk's not going to go out of its way to tell you, oh, if a person does an avera, so then this is what the halacha is. The Torah is not written, atu birishi yaskinan, as the Gemara says elsewhere, bishuftani yaskinan. So the Gemara wouldn't have done that, so that's Tosfos's second answer on the previous line also. The case, the only tzad l'hakel would be the possibility that this is an Aveira, and therefore it wouldn't be done. The Achrona point out, so in the Biuri Hadaf, the Gemara doesn't write, the Torah doesn't say cases of Aveiras, the Torah has lists of Aveiras all the time. Obviously, not allowed to do this, not allowed to do that. No, the point here is that the Torah lists Aveiras, and if you do an Aveira, this is your punishment, and this is the result. Maybe you create Chalolos, but the Torah never goes out of its way to tell you what happens if a person does an Aveira, you know, and continue all the different steps along the way. The Torah, the Yashrish Yaakov says, Shehein emes, shekala Torah, meleya, midinim hamorim al mikrim, shenasu be'isser. Shara Torah mefaretas, dine gane, v'chayotzi b'zeh, keifal dalet, v'hei, that's true. Ach b'chol makom, atorah omeres, shem nase, maisa, kazeh shalisser, dino hu kemish varetas atorah. The Torah says, if you do this Aveira, this is the halacha. Aval ein atorah sotemes, dinj al mikre, sheyocholios, rak ide isser. The Torah doesn't tell you a halacha, which only a separate halacha, without announcing what case it applies in, and it happens to be the case only applies in the case of Aveira. Like here, Mitzri Shlishi can marry in. How do you ever get a Mitzri Shlishi? Oh, only if it's done by Aveira. So the Torah wouldn't do anything like that, says the Ashrish Yaakov. Good. Back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, V'hari Mamzer de'i v'kas v'kra. Aye, the Torah goes through the halachas of Mamzerim, and that's only if there was an Aveira done. So Gemara says, no, de'i li'isura kasav, de'i lehetera lo kasav. A case of, oh, if somebody does an Aveira, which would lead to other forbidden matters, so now the Torah writes it. Or the Torah writes, if a Kohen marries a Gerusha, there's a Chalos created, and a Chalala, that daughter cannot marry a Kohen. Okay, De'i li'isura kasav, de'i lehetera lo kasav. But a de'i, that is lehetera, that you do this Aveira, and it'll end up being a good thing, a hatter, the third generation, so the Torah doesn't go out of its way to do that. It doesn't mention those types of cases. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Hari machzer grushaso, de'i lehetera v'kasve, machzer grushaso, which we know is an iser da'arayt, machzer grushaso is allowed unless there was achrei asher hutama'a, if there was another husband in between, if there was, it's an iser da'arayt, right, to marry one's machzer grushaso. But the Torah has a diuk, as we had earlier, Rashi quotes it, he to'eva ve'im banat to'evin. So there's a special pasuk to teach me that only she becomes, she is a to'eva, what she's doing is called a to'eva, while her children are not affected. Her children, a machzer grushaso's daughter, can still marry a kohen. De'i lehetera v'kasve. So you see that that's written lehetera. So the Gemara says, no, that's a diuk. The Torah writes the pasuk of Machzer Grushaso to tell you the Isser of being Machzer Grushaso. Right, the Isser was called the Isser of Sota. Right, so the two types of Sota, the real Sota, that Masecha Sota is about, with Kinui Vestira, with warning and Yichud, and then the Halachic Sota, where one has a case where a wife could even be usser. Shazinsa, that's a case of sota, or here by Machzer Grushaso, that's compared to, that's a similar case where the husband and the wife are usser to each other. So the Iker Isser is written to tell me that it's usser. You're right, there's a deal to limit that Isser to her and not affecting her children, but that's not why the Torah says it in the first place. So the de'i lo kasav kra, that yisod still stands. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Vayter discussing the pasuk. So again, the pasuk here by Mitzri va'adomi said, "Banim asher yivaldu lahem dar shlishi yavo lahem b'kal Hashem." So in the pasuk, you have the word "banim," sons, and "dar," generations. So Tanur Rabbanan, im nomar banim lama namar doros, im nomar doros lama namar banim. Why do we have to have both the words in the pasuk, banim and doros? So im nomar banim v'lo nomar doros. If you only had banim and not doros. Right, if the pasuk would have said ben shlishi yavo or something like that, so then hayisi omer, I would have said, what does it mean ben shlishi yavo? Ben rishon visheni aser shlishi mutter. I would have said the first, let's say a Mitzri converts and he has three children, he has three sons. So I would have said the first and second son are aser, the third son is mutter, the first, second generation. Within the son, that the children of this Mitzri. I would have said ben means all three are sons, not grandsons. Right? It's said, it doesn't say doros. The kafnam are doros. That's why you have to specify doros, which means two generations down, that is what is going to be mutter. Vim nomar doros lo nomar banim. And if it said doros and not banim in the pasuk, so then what would I have said? For generations is aser. Right? How you see omer. Lo osan ha omdim al har sinai. I would have said the only Isser is for the generation that stood at Har Sinai. That's who's Usser to marry the Mitzriim. Rashi, Hayisi Omer La Osam Yisraelim Ha'omdim Al Har Sinai Hu Omer Dar Shlishi Shalachem Yavolim Bekal. The Dar Shlishi, your third generation, would be able to marry. Right? You went through Mitzrayim. You can't marry them. The next generation can't. They're also related. B'nei Banim Harim Kabanim. The third generation of yours can marry the Mitzriim. But after that, it's mutter forever. Lakach nemar banim. That's why we have to say banim also to say your children throughout history are going to be usher the first couple of generations. Interesting. The post can discuss. The Rishonim already started. Like we were Makabel at Har Sinai to keep the Torah. Naaseh v'nishma. How was that shvua binding upon us? Right, later generations. How was it binding upon us? Halachically, how did it work? If somebody accepts a shvua, so then how does it work for later generations? Says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's why, beautiful idea, maybe that's why they needed another bris at Arvos Moav, right before they went into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the first bris, you're right, it wouldn't have been forever. It was Bataras Yechidim. Every Yachid was there, every Yachid accepted it upon himself. And that doesn't last. But by Arvos Moav, we know when, what happened at Arvos Moav, they accepted Arvos, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu, and that's why right after Eretz Yisrael, right after they went into Eretz Yisrael, things were different. When Achan took from the spoils by Yericho, so the whole nation suffered for it. Why? It's one person. Up until that point, when the Mekoshesh or the Megadef did something, the whole nation didn't suffer. The answer is because now there's Arvos. So by Arvos Moav, they accepted Arvos, and there was another bris that they accepted. Why they need another bris? Because that was a bris of the Kahal. A bris akal, a communal covenant that's passed down from generation to generation. And therefore, even though the first one might not have lasted, the bris Sinai, the bris Arvos Moav, that lasts forever. Because it is a communal, just like if a city passes a law, so just when everybody dies out of that city, so it's still the law, and it's accepted. There is a Kabbalistic idea that maybe, even at Har Sinai, you know why we accepted it? Because we were all there. We were all there, our neshamas were there. The Yamshal Shlomo, in his Hakdama to Baba Kama, the Marshal, talks about this. He says, he talks a little bit at the beginning of the Hakdama, about the concept of Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim. He says, "V'shalola tamua machlokosam baricha kadeos." Don't be metame that the chachamim throughout history have such wide-ranging machlokos. Sheze metame v'ze metar, ze oser v'ze matir, ze posel v'ze machshir, ze poter v'ze mechayiv, ze merachiv v'ze mekariv. So many. Im ledaka there be so many shitos. Im ledaitam l'shem shamayim. V'harishonim afila b'basko lo hayim ashkichim. Right? Gemara in Bamitzia Nuntes. You don't even listen to baskos. V'kulam divrei Elokim Chayim ki ilu kibel kalechan mipi agvuro mipi Moshe. As if each one of them got from Hashem. Ha'af shalo yatsa hadavar mipi Moshe la'olam li'oshnei hefachim b'manosei achad. Even though Moshe Abenu might not have said the two opposites. But still, afal pikein dimu achacham l'rovi shiro v'chizko she'en bo davar shahotzi mi Sechel Apoel, Asher Nisol Lobo Muskalo Shnius Vishlishios, Lebain Davar, Shabayla Bako Chusha Dibor, Bekabal Achmoshim Sinai. They have this right. And then he quotes, "V'hamukubalim kasvu tam ledavar." How is it that everybody thinks differently and everybody's considered as if they got it from Har Sinai because they did get it from Har Sinai? "V'hamukubalim kasvu tam ledavar lefi shekol haneshamos hayu bar Sinai v'kiblon derech memtes sinoros." And there were pipelines, spiritual pipelines that were going down to Am Yisrael. "V'hein shiva pa'amim shiva mezukach shiva times, 7 times 7. V'hein hakolos asher shamu v'gam ro. V'chol Yisrael roim es hakolos." What does it mean? They saw the sounds. "Hein hadeos hamechalkos bitzinor. Kol echad ra derach tzinor shelo lefi asagaso." How is it that so many of us see things so differently? The same topic. You have people say, "Mutter, Aser, two great rabbis, two Tanoim, two Amoraim." Because each one had his own personal Kabbalah Satorah. "V'kibel kifi koach nishamos elyono larov iluya. O p'chisus zeh rochog mizeh. Ad she'echad yagiyah latorah, v'asheni yagiyah lakatzah achron latameh. V'ashlishi lemtois rochog ben hakitzvos. V'akol emes v'havein." And it's all emes. And therefore, one has to know that all of these shitos are correct. And then he goes through talking about the different deos of the Rishonim. He talks about the Rambam and he talks about the Baalei HaTosfos. He talks about the Rosh and many other Rishonim describing what their purpose is. It's a beautiful Akdama, just 2-page Akdama that the Yamshel Shlomo has. Okay, and at the end he quotes the Hisnatzlis that all the Mechabrim had for 500 years. "Whenever I write in this sefer of mine, Goy, it means the Ovdik Chavim of old, Al Yala Lev Lachshov Shinin Lashon Akumo Goy Nimsa B'Sefer Hazeh, Nogiam B'Shum Ponim Ela Amim Sharanachnu B'Socham, Ta'adarabba Anu Chayavim L'Espal Otamid B'Shloma Shal Malchus V'Asarim, Hasher Yitim B'Libam Rachmanis L'Kol Yisrael." So he has that, just like their Aruch HaShulchan has 400 years later. But it's the Yamshel Shlomo in his Akdama to Bava Kama describing Har Sinai. So that's what we have here. Also, this line in our Gemara here, "La'osan ha'omdem ha'har Sinai," I might have said that the Isser of Mitzri only applies to the first generation and the second, but not after that. So we had the Rav Soloveitchik's idea, why you needed a second bris, and we have the Akdama of the Yamshel Shlomo. We continue. Says the Gemara, "Lahem." It says, banim ashivaldu lahem dar shlishi. What's the lahem emphasizing? Mehem minei. From them counts. Meaning, first generation is themselves. You don't say their children are first generation. Right? You count the convert himself as generation one. So his grandchildren are already third generation. Lahem. It says lahem again to emphasize halach achar pisulan. To emphasize that you go after their psul. Meaning, if a Mitzri marries a Yisraelis, or the Yisrael marries a Mitzris, then you go after the Vlad. The Vlad is Pasul until Dar Shlishi. You don't say it's like a Yisrael or a Yisraelis. V'Yisrael L'Mitzvah Lahem, V'Yisrael L'Mitzvah V'Shei Valdu. And you have to say both those Psukim Lahem, which is Mashma, you go after them, and Yivaldu, which is to tell me it goes after the Leda. Dikatz Rachmana Asher Yivaldu, Hava Mina Mi B'nei Hem Minei. If it just said to say Yivaldu, I might have said you start counting from birth, which is the second generation. That's when you count the first generation Mitzri. Kazav Rachmana Lahem. That's why he says Lahem, from them. From them you count, that's first generation, the converts themselves. Because of Rachmana Lahem, and if it only said, if you had Lahem, Hava Amina Mitzris Mu'uberish and Isgaira Hi Ubana Chad. I would have said, what about if in a pregnant Mitzris converts? So I might have said, that's one generation. Hi Ubana Chad. Because of Rachmana Asher Yivaldu. That's why it says Asher Yivaldu. That could be considered, all ladies could be considered a second generation. So a Mitzris, a pregnant mistress converts, and then she has the baby, that's already second generation, and after that, the third generation is mutter. That's why you have to have both psukim within Mitzri Vaadomi. Says the Gemara, v'itzrich l'michtav lahem hacha, v'itzrich l'michtav lo gabi mamzer. Same idea. It says lahem here. What did we say? Lahem means you holech achar psul. If they marry a kosher, the word lo is said by mamzer to teach me the same thing. If a mamzer or a mamzeris marries a yisraelis, right, be'isr, they're not allowed to do that. Then child is a mamzer or a mamzeris. So what do you need both limudim in both contexts? Wouldn't one of them be enough to teach me holich achar hapsol? So Gemara says, no, dikaz rachmana hocho, if you'd only have it here by mitzri, mishum debamiti bapsuva, because that's because the source is this man was born as a mitzri. And that's why it's more chamor, and that's why holach achar hapsol. Aval mamzer debamiti bakshera, but the mamzer's father or the mamzer's mother, they were ksherim. Nothing wrong with them. So emalo. So maybe I would have said they do not go holach achar psol. They'll more makel because of rachmana gabi mamzer. And if you say you only had it by mamzer, the pasuk lo mishum dein roy lavu bakola olam, because that's a very chamor iser. Because forever and ever they can never marry in aval hacha imalo. But here after three generations, after two generations, the third can marry in. So I might have said that you don't follow the psol tsricha. You do follow the psol. Okay, so that was, we have all the limudim relating to lo and lohem and following the psul. So, Amar Rabbi Archan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're going to have two or three statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan relating to this topic. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Archan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni Shenasa Mitzvah Rishona. If a Sheni marries a Rishon, here we go. So we know if two Rishons marry each other, their kids are Shenis. Two Shenis marry each other, marry Shlishi. What if one is in a different stage than the other? A man Sheni marries a woman Rishon. So what is the child? Bina Shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan says the Bina is a Shlishi. You go by the father. Bina Shlishi Avoy. Al Maksavar Basar Didei Shadinan Lei. You go after the father. This is even Lakula. Or even Lakula. If you go after the mother, it will be a Chumra. You need another generation. You go after the father, and that is good enough. Why do you go after the father? Says the Ramban, it's Pasha. The Ramban says, based on the Mishnah in Kiddushin, whenever you have a marriage that is not Ba'avera, Holech Acharav. Right, that's this case. You have a father and a mother. You go, you for the child is a Kohen. A Kohen marries a Bas Yisrael. Right, so the child is a Kohen. A Yisrael marries a Bas Kohen. Why? Time of the Milsa, says the Ramban. Mishud the Chashav Le Kumakom Sheyesh Kiddushin Ve'en Aveira. Hol Ve'en Atzman Mutar and Lavo Zebazeh. Right, a Mitzri Rishon and a Mitzri Sheni, or vice versa, they're mutter with each other. Shavat Holech Achar Azachar. When do we say before we have Holech Achar Pisulan? We just had three lines ago. When to go after a Psol? Whenever there's an Aveira involved. Let's say a Mitzri that marries a Bas Yisrael, a Yisrael Shanotz a Mitzris. So there's Yesh Kedushin v'Yesh Aveira. Says the Ramban, that's where you would go after the Psol. The Tosis Yishanim has a little different formulation. He said, when do you follow the Psol? When you're within two Umos, Jew and Ammon, or Moab and any of the two nations, then you Holech Achar Psol. That's what the Limud meant earlier. But within one nation? Within one nation, so then there's no problem. And here, there's one nation. Mitzri Sheni, Mitzri Rishon, it's still one nation. There is a tremendous chiddush of the Ritvan Kiddushin on Daf Samach Zayin, which the Achronim pick up on, and that is, the Ritva says, at least according to the Shita, maybe if a Yisrael marries a Mitzris, the Vlad should be a Yisrael. Not like, he says, this day, Lav Dafka, the Ramban gave one Svara, Eina Yesh Kiddushin Ve'Eina Aveira. It's not clear that that's the Svara. Assuming that it's not the Svara, we're not going to get into what the other svara is that the Ritva mentions there, but the Ritva says maybe you could say Yisrael marries a mitzris, maybe you holech achar hab, holech achar av. Okay, we're not going to get into that Ritva now, but there it is in Kiddushin, Samach Zayin. So this is Rabbi Yochanan. Again, you go after the father. Masav Rav Yosef, maybe Rav Yosef says, I'll ask you a kasha from the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, the famous sheet of Rabbi Tarfon, Yecholin Mamzerin Litaher. There is a way for a mamzer to undo his status. Usually we say, Mamzer is Kedidus forever. It's one of the tragedies. No, Yecholin Mamzer and Litoher. How? Ketzad says the Mishnah there. Mamzer Nasa Shivcha. Havlad Eved. If a Mamzer marries a Shivcha Kenanis, how does he marry a Shivcha? So if the Mamzer becomes an Eved Ivri, so then an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha Kenanis. A Shivcha Kenanis, then they have children. Their children are not Jewish. So they convert and then they're not Mamzerim. Mamzer nasa shivcha v'lad evin. Shichrero nimsa ben chorin. Yefriim is a ben chorin. That's a convert. He's not Jewish. Alma. So what do you see from that whole discussion, though? A mamzer that marries a shivcha. So the kid goes after the shivcha, not after the mamzer. So you see he goes after her, not him. Nimsa ben chorin. Alma baser didasha richa dinan lei. Don't you see from that Rabbi Tarfon that whenever you have a relationship, you go after the mother? So Gemara says, no, that's very different. There, the kid's not Jewish. Shiny Hassam to Amar Kroha, Yisha Viladeati Eladoneha. Step one determines whether the child is Jewish. Step two determines Yichus and status. So, you don't get to first base in this regard, right? Because Yisha Viladeati Eladoneha. If the mother is not Jewish, then the child is not is not Jewish. The big discussion there on that mission in Kiddushin is, how is a mamzer marrying a shivcha? Shivcha kananis. Isn't it usser for a person to marry a shivcha kananis? So, if he makes himself to an Eved Ivri can marry a shivcha kananis. But then the shayla is, could a person make himself into an Eved Ivri? Bezdin has to sell him, or he has to pour the, should he steal? The Gemara there has an amazing story. Sounds like, one of the Amoraim was giving an advice, or was going to give advice to a mamzer to go steal so that it could be sold by Beis Din. It's a tricky issue here in that how do you get him, how do you allow him to marry a shivcha? According to the Rambam, it's a little better. The Rambam holds in Hilchas Isurei Bia that the Isur Shivcha, Yud Beis Yud Aleph, is only an Isur Durabanan. How do you know it's also Durabanan only? Because we know a shivcha kananis is mutter to an Eved Ivri. Right, and if an Eved Ivri is a full Jew, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. So, how could he marry a shivcha kananis and violate a nisa daraisa? It must be only a nisa darabanan. And as we saw earlier in the Masechta, this is considered avoda for the master, b'shas laila. Fine. The Rambam says, but it's only asa darabanan. So once it's asa darabanan, to get out of mamzerus, so Chazal might relent on their law. But the Ritva and other Rishonim say, no, it's asa daraisa. So how do you allow it? How do you allow it? So if he becomes an Eved Ivri, so says the Ritva, in the name of his Grand Rebbe, the Ramban, why is an Eved Ivri allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis? Why is his master allowed to give it to him? Because he doesn't only have a Kinyon Mammon in him, he has a Kinyon Isser in him. And therefore, that must be true whether it's Machruhu Bezdin or Machruhu Atzmo. The two types of Eved Ivris, whether Bezdin sold him into servitude because he couldn't pay back, or he sells himself. Right, because he's very poor. Right, some Rishonim say, "Oh, only by Machruhu Bezdin is the master allowed to give him a Shivcha Kananis." Says the Ramban, "No way. The fact that there's a Shivcha Kananis means there's a Kenyan Isser there, and that's why it would be mutter." Either way, this is an important Lumdish question about Yecholah Mamzer and Litzahir. Can this be used Bizman Hazeh? The Achronim usually say no. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva where he says no. Rav Salvechik, Rav Shechter quotes this in Mipnini Harav on page Reish Yud. Where this they were discussing this Mishnah, he says, "Pam hisker echam na talmidim b'fnei Rabbeinu sheish b'zeh arichas gedola b'tshuvas minchas Yitzchak v'tzak alav Rabbeinu b'kol." And Rav Salvechik screamed, "Lincoln, free the slaves!" That was the lashon of Rav Salvechik. What did he mean by that? So explains Rav Shechter. He meant that if it's against the law to have a status of avdus, so then you can't create that, and somebody can't sell themselves to be an Eved Ivri. Generally, we can't use that. So either way, so we ask the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, who says you always go by the father, by the Mitzri Sheni and Mitzri Rishon, and the answer was, no, that case is different, because there the child's not Jewish. Masav Rava Vaiter, next Kasha from the Tosefta in Kiddushin, which we had 2 days ago, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Min Yamin Ger Mitzri, Hayali Chavar Mitamid Rabbi Akiva, I had a classmate who was a Ger Mitzri, V'yomar, and he said to me, Ani Mitzri Rishon, B'nasati Mitzris Rishona, right, we were happily married. Asi Lebana Bini Mitzri Shnia, and I'm going to make sure my son marries a Mitzri Shnia, K'deshadei Ben Bini Ro'ui Levo Bakol. I'm going to make sure my son, who's going to be a Mitzri Sheni, marries a Mitzri Shnia, so that our grandchild could be fully Jewish and marry in. If you say he always goes by the father, so why was this minyamin so medaktik? I'm going to make sure my son marries a mitzris sheni, even a mitzris rishon. For the rishon anami, he goes by the father. So my answer is, you're right. Change it. Really, it should say, it should be Rishon, that the son can even marry Rishon because it goes by the father. That was all statement number one of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mitzri Sheni, Mitzri Rishon, it goes by the father. Second statement, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, differently, Mitzri Sheni, Shanasa, Mitzri Rishona, Bena Sheni Havi, the opposite. Alma Basar Imisha Dina Lai. No, you go by the mother. Why do you go by the mother? Say the Rishonim, says Tosas implicitly, the sugya of Ubar yerach imohu. In Ubar, a fetus is considered an extension of the mother. Comes up in many different places, many sugyas. Is a fetus called the davar shebala olam? Is that the machlokas about Ubar yerach imo or not? Or is he independent? Right, that's a big sugyas. Anyway, we'll get into it a little bit here. So, why would you go by the mother? Because this baby is an extension of the mother. So therefore, when the baby is born, it comes out of the mother, and whatever the mother is, this baby goes one generation down from the mother. So, Amale Abaya Ella, what? Once you're telling me, but you go after the mother. Why? Because Ubar Yerach Imo. So, Ella Me Ella. What about the following? Ella Hadam Rabbi Yochanan. A totally different context. Hifrish Chatas Muuberas. If I'm Chayv Chatas, I was Bechal Shavas Peshoge, and I have to bring a Karmen Chatas, and I was Mafrish a pregnant Chatas. Hifrish Chatas is always female. Hifrish Ola is male. Chatas is female. Hifrish Chatas Muuberas. The Yolda. You were Mafrish Chatas, and then had a baby. Ratza Mischaper Ba Ratza. You could use either one. You could use either mother or offspring to use for your carbon chatas. So ask the Gemara one second. And this is Rabbi Yochanan talking. If you say the Uber is not an extension of the mother, and therefore you go by the father, meaning first version of Rabbi Yochanan, so Havila, and therefore, if it's not Yerachimo, so when you are Mafrish, the chatas is like you're Mafrish two chatos. Havila can Mafrish shte chatos lachrayas. And you're mafish two chatos, just in case one gets lost. The Yom Ravoshia, hefer shtei chatos la'achrayis, mischaber ba'achas man, the first one you get kapara for, vashinia, tira, and the second one goes out to graze until it gets a, well, we'll talk about that in a second, what happens to the second one. Eli'i amrit ubar yerech imo hu, but if you say ubar is yerech imo, and it's an extension of the mother, havi le vlad chatos, then this is only one animal. One animal, when the animal has a baby, this chatas was a vlad chatas. And we know the halacha is, the halacha moshe misinai is, uvlad chatas lemisa azal. The vlad chatas has the halacha moshe misinai, you have to let it out and let it die. So it's one of the five, we know this halacha moshe misinai, quoted many times in Shas, the five chataos mesos. Every time a chatas is disconnected somehow from its owner, the halacha moshe misinai is that it has to die. Meaning, if you lost your chatas and you brought a different one instead, then you find that one. So it's no longer ba'al chait, it's no longer needed. Or it's avar shnasa, it gets too old. Or the bailim, mesu bailim. All different, five chatas mesos, the abbreviation is vitimna. Vitimna, vlad chatas, tmuras chatas, mesu bailim, niskaper ba'acher, and avar shnasa. Right, vitimna, haisa pilegesh. Vitimna is the abbreviation. So, ask the Gemara if you say, ubar yerech imahu, and that's why, the baby Mitzri goes by the mother. So then here, why could you bring the baby chatas for a chatas? It's a vlad chatas. It should be lemisa azel. So Ishtik, no answer was given. Amarle, he says, maybe the following. Amarle, Dilma, Shiny, Hassa. Maybe there's different. Maybe there's a special din by Mitzri. Really, maybe you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imo, but here is different. Dechsiva She Yivoldu, Hakaz of Tlob Leida. Maybe really Rabbi Yochan holds Uber Lav Yerech Imo, but there's a special din of Leida. So the answer is yes. Amarle, Karkafna, smart one. Chazite l'reishich beni amude. I saw you in shir between the pillars. Ki amar de Rabbi Yochanan l'shmaitzo. When Rabbi Yochanan gave the shir, you must have heard this from him, and that must be what he really holds. Period. So maskana, we said Rabbi Yochanan holds uber lav yerech imo, and therefore either that means you go by the father, or maybe there's a special din here that you would go by the mother. Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim asks, Rabbi Yochanan here says, if you're mafrish achatas mu'beres, so you can use either one. Tosfos says, don't we have a principle? We had it, I think, once earlier in the Masechta already. Kol she'enu bezeh harzeh afil babas achas eno. If you can't have two chaluyos, if you can't have a status bichal one after another, then they can't bichal at the same time either. So, if I'm mafrish one chatas for an aveira, the second one that I'm mafrish, if I'm mafrish a second one, the next day it doesn't work. I already have a chatas that I'm using. So here, why do they both, you know, get the kedusha? So Tosfos says in Pesachim and Daf Tzadik Zayin, it must be that here you said really one of them is for a chatas and one of them is for the achrayis of the chatas. Right? You have to have said that, or else it would be a violation of that principle. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth to last line. Taima dekasiv asher yivaldu. So the only reason that you go in this case, by Mitzri, is Asher Yivaldu, that's why you would go after the mother. But in general, you would say you go after the father, meaning Ubar Lav Yerech Imo. Usually you say that the Ubar, the fetus, is considered a separate independent entity from the mother. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Elahadam arava nachris mu'uberish in his gaira. B'na ein sarach tfila, a great line, which is very important for many different sugyas. Rava says, a non-Jewish pregnant woman. A woman converts when she's pregnant. So what's the halacha? When she has a son a month later, the son does not require tevila. That is the chiddush of Rava. So why would that be? Pashtus because uber yerach imo, right? And the tefila of the mother worked for the baby. But here, if you hold that you go after father, uber lav yerach imo, amai ein sarach tefila. So why don't you need tefila here? That's the kasha. Why don't you need tefila? This baby is an independent entity, so the baby didn't touch the water, so the tefila should not have worked. So why don't you require tefila? So we'll talk about we had Tosfos earlier that referred to this Gemara. The Gilyon HaShas refers us back to Tosfos in Daf Mem Zayin. We'll talk about that soon, but first let's continue. So why would he need tefila if you say uber lav yerach imo? So you should require tefila for the baby. And if you want to say, well, maybe, even if you say uber lav yerach imo, what about the din of Rabbi Yitzchak? Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, Tavar Torah, the din da oraisa, halacha Moshe Misinai, Ruba, when it comes to the laws of chatzitza, of interposition between the item that has to go into the mikvah and the water, Tavar Torah, Ruba u'machmad alav chotzeis. The din da oraisa is if it's covering the majority of the person or of the item, and machmad alav, and the person is machmad, that it shouldn't always be there. Right, what does machmad mean? That's a discussion in, as we know, Hilchas Nida, the Shulchan Aruch discusses Makpid and Eino Makpid, and the Midah Raisa, Rubo Makpid is Chotzeitz, Rubo She'eno Makpid Alav Eino Chotzeitz, and a robe that a person is not Makpid for, Midah Raisa, is not Chotzeitz. And the Ha Amarev Kahana, Lo Shanu El Rubo, but Rav Kahana said that only applies to Rove, Rubo Eino Makpid is not Da Raisa. Aval Kulo Chotzeitz, but Kulo would be a problem, even if one is not makpid. Why? Says the Sfasemes in Sukkah, where this comes up in the first parak, because kulo, that's not just an issue of chatitza. That's an issue of he's not in the water. Chatitza means you're considered in the water, but there's a minor problem. Here, you're not in the water. So therefore, it's a much more basic problem, right? That's what says the Sfasemes. So, question mark. So even if you want to say, where maybe that's the problem, even if you want to say uber lav yerachimo, the tevila, says the Gemara, shouldn't work because it's a chatzitza, it's not in the water. Answer, shiny ubar dahainu revise. It's a special din by ubar that chatzitza would not be a problem because this is his normal state. Hainu revise. This is his normal state of existence, and therefore, it is not a problem of chatzitza. Rashi says, v'lav chatzitza hi v'chulu. It's not a problem. Okay, two important sugyas that come up here. Number one is chatzitza. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchas Nida, Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches, where chatzitza comes up. Tzricha shetitbo kol gufa b'pam achas. A woman has to go into the mikvah all at once. Pam achas. What does it mean, pam achas? This is different than hagala. Hagala, kashering something so you could do part by part. If you can't do it all at once. But tevila has to be done all at once. Tidvo kol gufa bepamachas. Right? It says, v'rachatz uba ha-shemesh v'tahir. The Taz quotes the drasha. Ma b'yashimsho kulo ka'achas. The sun sets at once. Afrachitzas kulo ka'achas. Continue. L'fichach. Sarach shelo ye'ila shum davar achotzeis. There can't be anything that creates a chatzitza. V'afilu kol shu. Even a tiny chatzitza shouldn't be on lechatchila. V'im derech b'nei adam lefamim lahakbid alav. If sometimes people are makbid chotzeis, we're machrid. This is a machlokas rishonim. Is it if you're always makbid or sometimes makbid? So here, a woman generally wants her rings on, but once in a while when she bakes dough, she bakes challah, she wants it off, that's already considered chatzitza. Afilu im eina makpedes alavata. Even if she's not makbid now, she'll have it on in the water. No, still, if she's ever makbid, she has to take it off. Or, what if she's never makpid, but people are makpid? That's also lechumra we go. Oh, afilu eina makpedes alav la'olam. Kivan shederach rov b'nei adam lahakpid alav chotzeitz. And if it's chofer rov aguf, even ein derach b'nei adam lahakpid b'ka chotzeitz. Right, rov, which is an unusual. Rov is a problem d'rabanan, even without kpeda. And kpeda is a problem even without rov. And then the Ramah quotes the third level, of course, as we know lahalacha, we try to remove even miyit she'eno makpid lechatchila. So that is the basic halacha of chatzitza, as we know, in in Hilchos Nida. Number one, and that's what applies here. There is a machlokas about hair on the Daraisa level. There is a machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rambam about how one views hair. In Hilchos Mikvos, in Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam quotes a machlokas between himself and the Gaonim. The Yire, he says, Shtei Sairo, so yes, so he goes through the halachas of hair, and then he quotes, it's not a problem, actually, Rove Sairo, Kashur Niba Niba Befnei Atzmo. If most of his hair is in knots, that's a problem. Kazeh Horu HaGaonim. The Yire Li, says the Rambam, Shesaro Shal Adam Kigufa Hu Chashuv, Le'inyin Tfila. No, yet, hair is included. S HaTafel Ubsaro, and we include Seir. The Rambam says, the S, what's the Lima? That's the Machlokas, Gaonim and the Rambam. The Gaonim say, S includes Seir as a separate entity. And therefore, Rove Seir in knots is a problem. Rove Seir in Machpid could be a problem Daraisa. The Rambam says, no. Hair is, the Lima is that it's considered part of the Guf. Kagufa hu chashuv l'inyan tefila. Ve'ini kaguf b'fnei atzmo. K'dei shenomar rov ha-seyar. Ela ava b'shekol seyar. Even if the whole seyar is kashur, it's still going to be a miut because it is not part of the body. It's learned from a libud. So that's just two important points related to chatzitza. The avamis topic that's discussed right here is the Rishonim here, and even more so the Rishonim earlier back on Daf Mem Zayin. Why? The Ramban there on Daf Mem Zayin said, Ar Gemara, the fact that a pregnant woman who has a baby after she converts, the baby does not require tefillah, you know what you see from there? That, and then the baby has bris milah though. The Ramban says, you see, Tfila and Mila, the order doesn't matter. The order doesn't matter in the Gaber's process. Doesn't matter, because here you have Tfila before Mila. The Tfila worked for the mother and works for the child, and then you have Mila when the baby is born. The Ramban says, you see, you can do the Tfila before the Mila. That is the Ramban. Tosfos hears nothing of it. Tosfos, Adaf Mem Zayinim Abeis, says he holds that no, there is an order. Mashma says Tosfos, Sha Mila Kodim Latfila. You need the Mila first. You might say that's the Hasara Sur Meira, and afterwards the Asay Tov, right as the Gemara says, Eino Gera Che Yamul V'Yitpol. Aye, what do you do with our Gemara? What do you do with the Gemara of Muberish and his Gaira? Tosfos says, Shiny Hasam Da'akati Lo Chazi L'Mila. There's different, because he's not Roy for the Mila yet. And the language of the Ritva, he's like a girl. This boy's like a girl. At that moment, he's like a girl, and therefore there's no need for the order. That is the Ritva. But what comes out from there? The Mila that is done, according to the Ramban, let's say, the Mila that's done is a Mila of Gerus. The Tefillah happened first, and the Mila happened second, and he's not a Jew yet. This is his Mila of Gerus. According to Bali Tosfos, according to the Ritva, it could be that what does it mean that he's not Roy, and it works like a girl? That tefillah is finished. Right, tefillah is done, and now they're Jewish. And this Mila is Milas Yisrael. It's not a Milas Geirus. The Achronim have work on this a lot, about what type of Mila is that when the baby comes out. Another nafka mina could be whether this is a case of Ger Katan. Ger Katan, Avinu Nosal Das Bezdin. We know the Gemara tells us in the first parak in Ksubis that when he gets of age, you have to ask him, does he want to stay Jewish or not? That could be a machlokas Rishonim here, whether this case is a case of Ger Katan or not. Crucial discussion. Okay, continue. Kiyasa Ravina, Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravina came, next statement of Rabbi Yochanan related. When it comes to non-Jewish nations, you always follow the father determines. But if they converted, you go after the worse amongst them. What does that mean? Let's see. The Braisa says, if one of the umos is Boal on a Canaanis, one of the seven nations, Vaholid ben, and there's a child, so is there a mitzvah lo sachai kol neshama or not? Shata rashay l'knosu be'eved, you can have him as an eved, because you consider him one of the shar umos. Shene'emar v'gamim b'nei hatoshavim hagarim imachem, those that live with you, mehem teknu, buy from them. So that's why they're mutter, because it goes after the father. Yochel afilo the opposite. Echem min ha'knanim shabal achas min ha'umos v'holid ben, if one of the shiva amamin was the father. You might think that Raja Lugnosa Beved, Tamalam Rasher Holidu Ba'artzachem, Minhanola Din Ba'artzachem, Velomina Garim Ba'artzachem. No, there's a special din. Those who are born in your land and not those that live in your land, which means, let's say, husbands that came from outside that are lived with women here. Meaning once Mutter, once Aser, depends who the father is. Nizgayru alachar apagam shebishneyam, the second statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Once they convert, you go after the worse. Bimai, so ilema b'mitzri shenasa amonis, so my pagam shebishneyam ispa amoni v'lo amonis. If a mitzri married an amonis, so amonis is, there's nothing wrong with an amonis. There must be a case where both of them have a problem. So that can be the problem. Ella, the opposite. Ba'amoni shenasa mitzris. So amoni is usser and mitzris is usser. So what is the shalav considered? So izachar havi, if it's a male, shadi basar amoni. Then you throw, you say it's an amoni, because if it's an amonis, right, so then it's mutter. In a keva havi shadi basar mitzris. But if it's in a keva, you don't want to say she's it's a amonis, because then she's mutteris. Then you say it's a mitzris, which is at least usser for the first two generations. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Yes. Mamzerman is seen in next problematic person, right? We have RL, Tomei, not problematic, it might not be their fault, but sometimes. So Mamzerman is seen in Masurin, Visurin, Isur Olam, Mamzeris, and a Nasin, right? The Nasin from the Givonim, Rashi, Givonim, Shinis, Gairu, Ba'arma, B'me, Yoshua. The Givonim that came in trickery to Yoshua, saying they're from a faraway land, Perek Tes and Sefer Yoshua, and they made a treaty with them. V'nasnam Avadim, and Yeshua made them into servants. Chot Ve'edim, Yeshua Ve'mayim. And we'll see B'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf, next daf, the three different stages of Moshe, Yoshua, and David. But either way, Asurin, they are Asur, Visurin, Isur Olam, forever, Echazokharm, Echanakavis, no difference between men and women. Says the Gemara, Amar Eish Lakish, Mamzeres, La'achar, Asara, Doras, Muteres. Tremendous Chiddush. Mamzeres, oh, even before we do that, there is a major Machlokas Rishonim, which we'll have to refer back to again on the next daf, but let's just mention it now. It comes up here, it comes up in Ksubis, and that is Machlokas Rashi, Tosfos, and the other Rishonim. Rashi says, the Isser, and it's really, if you look back, Ayin Vavam and Aleph, we had on the bottom of Ayin Vavam and Aleph, we had a Mahavamina and Maskana of Rava, how to understand Los Eschatin Bam, and that is ends up being a Machlokas Rishonim. The Isser of marrying a Nasin. Right? What is that Isser? Rashi says, marrying a Nasin is an Isser Durabanan. Once they convert. If they convert, it's Asser Durabanan. That is, cause they were, right? That's it. On a Daraisa level, there's no Isser. They're not included in Los Eschatin Bam. But once they convert, so then they are only Asser Gzeir Durabanan, cause they were goes for them to be like Avadim. Rabbeinu Tam on Tamar's Daf in the beginning of Elonaris says, no, Asser Daraisa. It's Asser Daraisa, Shiva Umos, even after Geirus. It's still Asser Daraisa. And again, this is the Machlokas Havamina Maskana earlier that we had, and the Ramban and other some other Rishonim say, well, maybe it depends. The first generation was Asur Daraisa, the later ones were Durabanan. The Gzeira, by the way, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if it's Asur Daraisa, the Gzeira is Avdus. The Isur Daraisa was ready Chitun, and the Gzeira was Avdus. So just keep that Machlokas in mind as we do these Gemaras. So Amar Reish Lakish, Mamzeres Lachar Asur Doros Muteres Reish Lakish is a Chiddush. A Mamzeres is Mutter after 10 generations. Why? Yalaf Asiri Asiri Me Amoni Moavi. Gzeira Shava. It says by Mamzer that it's Usser, but it doesn't say Ad Olam by Mamzer. It just says Usser. And it says by Amon and Moav Ad Olam. So we learn from Amoni, as we'll see, that a Gzeira Shava, and we'll see how far. So the first 10 generations are going to be Usser, because that's when the other Amon and Moav says outright, even the 10 generations. Let's see. Let's see the Limud. Yolaf Asir Asir Mi Amoni Moavi. So you learn Gzeira Shava from Amon and Moav. Malahala Nekevus Mutaros. Just like by Amon and Moav, the Nekevos are Mutaros. Afkan Nekevos Mutaros. They're always Usser, but so too, they're always Mutar. But so too, Nekevos Mutaros. Says the Gemara, 1 second. If you're learning it from Amon and Moav, Imalahala and Miyad, Afkan Miyad, why don't you say Mamzeris is totally Mutar? Gemara says no. Ki ahani gzeira shava me'asiri ve'elach. The first 10 generations, that's mefurish bikra. That's mefurish bikra. It says adorasiri lo yavol mikal Hashem. So the first 10 generations, there's no gzeira shava. A mamzer and a mamzeris are usser. After 10 generations, it doesn't say ad olam. So the gzeira shava that we have is with Amon and Moav, and we could take that kula, even though their kula applies right away, but that can't override a mefurish pasuk. So that's why we take their kula at least for after 10 generations. But doesn't our Mishnah say they're usher forever? Lo kasha mitzvah machlokes ha kamanda amar don mina mina ha kamanda amar don mina vuki ba'asra machlokes. We know whenever you have a gzeira shava, there's a general machlokes whether you have to have a gzeira shava totally. Totally, you learn everything from context A to context B, or no, you learn certain halachas from context A, but not all of them. So, our Gemara Rashi explains that Reish Lakish Savar, first wide line in Rashi, Reish Lakish holds don mina umina, and you go totally. Just like there is at olam, so to here is at olam, and just like there is zachar v'lona kevas, so to here is zachar v'lona kevas midara siri ve'ela hu degamrinan. The ka, Rashi says, the kala sara lo etzrichalam, the mele v'gzereshava, the first ten are out, but after that you're able to learn the gzereshava, and you can learn it and say it is mutter, because after 10 generations, it's just like Amon and Moav, and therefore the nekevos are mutarus. And our Mishnah holds otherwise. Our Mishnah would say, domina vuki ba'asra, no, you don't compare the two contexts. Shalwas Rabbi Eliezer, Mamzeris La'achar Asara Darima, what's the halacha of the Mamzeris after 10 generations? Armalahem, mi tainli dar shlishi vatarenu. What do you mean? I never see a third generation Mamzer. Meaning, therefore, don't ask me about 10. Al-Maksar, Mamzer lochaye. Why? It must be that he assumes that Mamzerim, because, Rashi explains, because Hashem doesn't want people, the yichos of Am Yisrael, to get mixed in with Mamzerus, so that's why Hashem makes sure that they don't, their lines do not continue. So I never saw a third generation Mamzer, he said. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, so Olam means a long time. Those that are known and everybody knows about, ironically, those are worse, but they live because nobody's going to come and marry them. If they're unknown, they're not going to live. And that's the problem. Tiyadiya velo yadiya, if they're somewhat known, atzlas adari chaye tzfeilo chaye. The first couple of generations, they live because people know about it, and after that, not. The Achronim talk about how this is possible. According to the Rambam, Savik daraisa lechumra is a din derabanan. On a daraisa level, a Savik mamzer is mutter, so then why do you, if all of these people who are not known, if they're not known, that's a Savik mamzer. So why do they have to die out? They're mutter. There's no isser there. So the Aruch Lener says maybe it's a case where there are Edim Ba'olam that know. So it's not totally a suffix. The Kovetz Ha'aretz, closer to Shimon Shkup, an amazing Chiddush. He says, only somebody who's Vadai a suffix Mamzer, that's Mutter. But if somebody is totally, nobody knows anything, so the Halacha never said about that person, suffix Mamzer Mutter. So ironically, it's even worse. Hashem knows the person's a Mamzer, so therefore it can be worse. You can look up that Kovetz Ha'aretz in Simen Nun Ches. There was somebody in the neighborhood of Rabbi Ami. Achraz alei de mamzera have, and Rabbi Ami identified him as a mamzer. Bachi vazli started crying. Amar lechayim nasati lecha. What do you mean? I just gave you life. Now you're going to live longer. Period. Okay, start of the next sugya. Let's start it now, and then we will continue next time. Amar Rav Chana bar Ada. Nesinim David gazer aleim. David was gozer on the nesinim, meaning the givonim. Shenem Rav Yikra Melech li givonim. Vayomar aleim givonim lo b'nei Yisrael heim avakomer. Right, he was gozer on them. The givonim are not from Am Yisrael. My time a gozer aleihu. Why? Dechziv. Vayira v'yimei David shalosh shanim shana achar shana. There were 3 years of famine. Shana rishona amar lohem. First year, David asked everybody. Shema ovdeko avodesko. Is there any Avodah Zarah here? That's a reason for drought and famine. But kuvalomatsu? No. Shnia, second year. Amalehem. Shema ovdei aveiri yishbachem. Is there Gili Arayis going on? Tichsiv ayimanu revivimu malkosh lo haya umetzach isha zona hayolach v'gomer. But kuvalamatsu. Again, they didn't find. Shlishas amalehem. Shema poskid staka barabim yishbachem. They know still. Now, people promising to give staka and not giving. Tichsiv nesiim baruach v'geshem ayin. There's not going to be any rain. Ish mishalel b'matzah sheker. Somebody who's false. But kuvalamatsu. Again, nothing. So you can't figure out what the aveira is. Amar eina davar toli alabi. It must be toli on me. Miyav Ivakish David is Panei Hashem. He went to speak to Hashem. Mahi, what did he do? Amar Ish Lakish Shashal, but Urim V'Tumim. He asked the Urim V'Tumim what the problem is. Pashas, Rashi holds the Urim V'Tumim. Ramban holds that it's the Shem Hashem that went inside the folds of the Choshen. The Ksava Kabbalah, we mentioned in the past, Pashas Tetzave says, there was no such thing as the Urim V'Tumim separately. The Rambam never quotes it as anything. The Urim V'Tumim was the Choshen. So my Mashma, how do you know Pnei Hashem means the Urim V'Tumim? Amar Belazar, Asiya Pnei, Ksiv Hacha, Vayvakish David is Pnei Hashem, Ksiv Hasa Mishalo, as Mishmada Urim, Lefnei Hashem. So David went to ask Hashem, what was the problem? Okay, we'll have to stop here, and the story will continue, Brother Hashem, the next time when we get into the Givonim.